You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hey folks, welcome to another Inside the Mix podcast. Music production tutorial video. So in this short music production tutorial, I'm going to go through the process of creating, sound designing a basic synth pad. Now for this, I'm going to be using pigments. So that's Arturia pigments. The processes that I use in this video, you can apply in pretty much any VST soft synth, to be honest. But yeah, as I say, I'm going to be using pigments for this one. So let's dive in. Okay, so to start with, what I have is I'm using Logic Pro. So I did a bit of digging around. I found this harp sample and it's at 70 BPM and this is in the key of A minor. So this is what the harp sample sounds like. Okay, I do like the key of A minor. I've got a few tracks that I've released in A minor. Check out You and I. I released it earlier this year, so 2022. So that's the harp sample that I've got. And then what I've done is I've just put down some really basic chords using using Arturia, and they sound like this. Once again, this is in the key of A minor. Okay, so what I've got here is I'm using pigments, as I say. And what I've done is I've reset it to the new preset. So it's just essentially a basic wave form. So to create a synth pad, generally what I'll do is I'll lay down some chords as I've done there. And what I'll do is start playing around with some waveforms. So once again, you can do this in any synthesizer. So I'm going to look for, let's look for a sawtooth. I do like a sawtooth, a bit of subtractive synthesis. So let's go with try the ultra saw and see how that sounds. Dial it down a bit. Okay, so it's kind of getting to the sound that we want. So what I'll then do is for this, I'll then move over to the filter section and use a cutoff and then get rid of some of those high frequencies. Okay, you can see if you're watching this, you can hear it starting to take shape. So what I'll then do is I'll probably add a bit of resonance to just that cutoff frequency. Okay. So it sounded quite nice. Then what I'll do is I'll go down to the envelope for this particular one. So this is the attack, decay, sustain, and release. So I'll probably just lengthen the attack slightly. So it's just, you haven't got that initial transient hit. Okay, and let's lengthen that a bit. So I'm going to add a bit more in terms of decay. Okay. The beauty with the envelope is, and if you're doing this, you've got the BPM set, is you can time the attack and decay and sustain and release to the track. So you can play around with these settings. So the initial chord hit will end before the next one comes in. Okay. So that's a sort of nice start. And then what I'll do is I'll go over and add another waveform to this one. Actually, let's try. So I'm using pigments in this instance. So I'm actually going to add a sample to this. This is what the grand piano sounds like. That's quite nice. That's a nice bit of attack at the beginning. Okay, so it's getting there. Okay, so I've actually decided I don't want to use the grand piano. So I'm going to go back to Engine 2 in Pigments and look at the wavetable. In fact, I'm going to look at the analog waveforms available to me. So let's see what we have here. So I've got the basics. So you've got a sine wave, you've got a square wave, sawtooth, And let's see what we have. Let's try a sine wave. Kind of rounds it out a bit. Not too sure on that one. So let's go wavetable. Let's go back to the wavetable. I think these ones are a bit, they have more sonic richness to them. So basic waveforms. Let's go with synthesizers. And I want to find a nice, I do like a square wave. So let's find a decent square wave. Okay, so in this instance, what I've actually opted for is sort of a lo-fi sine sort of triangle wave. And it adds a bit more sort of roundness and bottom end to this one. So let's stick with that. I'm happy with the decay in the envelope. Let's bring back that cutoff a bit. Okay, sounding good. Okay, so another little trick I like to do when I'm creating these synths is I've got the fine tune module, so not coarse, fine tune on this one. And I like to get an LFO and I will start to oscillate the fine tuning of this one here. So I've got it synced to the BPM of the track, and I've got it set to 1/8, and it's only a really subtle oscillation, but it kind of adds a like an analog saturation is probably the wrong word, but an analog sort of character with it, with that fluctuation. So you can sort of hear it if I bring down the rate. Hear it fluctuating slightly with that fine tuning. So I set it to 1/8 or 1/16 to add a bit of movement to the pad. Okay, let's take a quick break from this episode so that I can tell you about a free resource that I made for you. It's a PDF checklist that describes what you need to do to properly prepare a mix for mastering. So you've done the hard work and you love your mix, yet suitably preparing a mix for mastering is often overlooked by musicians, resulting in delayed sessions, excessive back and forth conversation, and frustration on both parts. I want to help fix that. So if you want this free resource, just go to www.synthmusicmastering.com, as this checklist will help and guide you to make the mastering process as smooth, transparent, and exciting as possible. So again, the URL is www.synthmusicmastering.com for this free preparing a mix for mastering checklist. Let's get back to the episode. So next what I look at here are some effects. So that's just a really basic pad now. So let's go to some effects. So I'll probably, what I will do is add some reverb. So I'm using the reverb built into Pigments for this one. So let's go with a nice cathedral. That's probably too big. Saturation. So in this instance, let's try some distortion, see what that sounds like. Bring down the reverb. Okay, so what I'm now going to add, I'm going to add the delay back in actually, and I found this reflection, which sounds quite nice. It's like a ping pong sort of effect. Let's hear what it sounds like on its own. Kind of like a church organ sort of sound. Okay, so to finish this off, what I've decided to do now is I'm using another LFO, so low frequency oscillator, and I am using that to modulate, or rather change, the cutoff frequency. So I've got it synced, and this time I'm using 2:1 on this one. So what this does is, well, you'll hear now if I play it. And then let's boost the reverb on this. Thank you. Okay, so that's just a really, really basic run through of how I would start designing a pad. There is a lot more that you can do to this in order to create a pad sound. So essentially what I've done is, just to recap, I've used two different waveforms. I've added some frequency modulation using an LFO. So I've got the cutoff being modulated. I've got the fine tuning being modulated as well. And then obviously fine tuning the attack or the decay, sustain and release on the envelope. So there we go. Give it a go. Some things to think about in your own productions if you are designing from scratch or you've never done it before. As I say, these tips can be used and these techniques can be used in other soft synthesizer VSTs. So if you've enjoyed this video, please do subscribe if you are watching this on YouTube. If you are listening to this on the Inside the Mix podcast, please do also follow and subscribe to the podcast and look out for the next episode. Thank you for listening to our show. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to rate our show on Apple Podcasts. Whoa! Before you go, make sure to snag your free test master from Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my steadfast dedication to quality and that personalized touch. And here's the kicker, it's absolutely free. No cost at all. Simply head over to synthmusicmastering.com or click the link in the episode description to claim your free test master.